from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Left a good job in the city.
Get out of here.
We're mixing it up a little.
Elvis
doing Proud Mary.
He did?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Very cool. All right. That'll work.
Oh, man.
The Phillies are going to keep on turning and burning and rolling tonight.
This is not a good. This is not a good version of
it's
this
not,
song.
Well,
it's no Tina Turner. It's no Tina Turner. That's for sure. Yeah.
All right, but it is Howard Eskin. It's brought to us by Delaware Valley BMW Centers. Eagles and New England tonight in New England, and that's where the king is. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Yeah, it is in New England.
There it is.
That's where they play.
That's a big. That's so what? Hold on. What is New England? Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. Is it also New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine? Do they get six states?
I don't think they get Connecticut, but I think if you go.
Oh, I think they definitely get Connecticut.
Why would they not?
By the way, phony baloney. You know, I don't know if people know the Patriots used to be Boston, the Boston Patriots. And then some owner like 50, 60 years ago was like, let's call ourselves New England and we'll get five or six states.
The entire area.
They do get Connecticut.
He was smart. It's a good business.
Why would they not get Connecticut? Connecticut is like smack dab in the middle of it.
Yeah, they get Connecticut.
I don't ever consider Connecticut New England, but they don't even play. They play 40 minutes from Boston.
Yeah. All right, Howard, I want to do a lot on the Eagles with you, but I want to start Phillies. So the win last night, now I know you had been very critical of the downturn. We all had been, but you got to the point where you thought this thing could just about be over. So one win, it's only one win, but where do you stand right now on the Phillies and their outlook toward October?
I still don't think they're out of it. I mean, you know, they have a meeting or they didn't have meetings, I think, are overstated. That do you think that these players didn't know why they were losing, that they didn't have to be better? Do you think why do they have to remind themselves that they have to be better?
Because I think humans can use that sometimes.
Yeah, it's human nature.
For focus.
In a long season, you lose focus.
I mean, don't you think some recalibration is part of, like, Howard, I just, you know, went on a trip. I feel like I came back more rejuvenated than beforehand. Sometimes you just need a little something to, like, kind of just
focus
crank it up.
You're not making $30 million a year, Joe.
You're telling me. I'm well aware.
But he is a human being, just like the players. Nah, it's human nature, isn't it?
I think meeting they didn't start out like all of a sudden things were great. They had three-run deficits. So what did that meeting do to start the game? It didn't do anything.
No, not in the beginning. But they showed resolve.
One swing. All of a sudden made that meeting a thing. One swing. If Kyle Schwarber doesn't get the grand slam, and again, they had a lot of hits. They still had an error.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing. You got to play clean baseball. But one swing changed everything. Oh, yeah, the meeting, it's because he hit a grand slam. Now, I forget about the last three runs. You know,
they kept it going, which was good.
Miami stinks.
They do stink. Howard, let's talk some football here. So, off season,
I don't think they're out of it yet.
Okay,
I think they still have to kind of do better things for a period of time, and now they have another
that's fair.
Bad team coming in.
No, I get you. All right, Howard. Off season, you were pretty critical of Jalen. So was I.
Yep.
Has he played better in training camp than you expected he would play?
Well, I don't know that I had expectations, but he has played well, I'll put it that way. has played well in training camp. I don't know that I had any expectations either way. He needed to. First of all, it was hard for him not to be better because the way the season ended last year. So he's had a nice training camp. I don't care about all those, you know, completions and all that nonsense. I look at how accurate he is. His accuracy has been very good in training camp. And that's what I look at. I look at the receivers catching the ball in traffic, the quarterback throwing with accuracy, and he's done a lot of that. You know, all that other nonsense is really nonsense. It's how he's throwing the ball. And then I talked to a couple of the coaches. They're the ones that know, all right, is he making the right decisions
right. When
the play is called?
And what's the answer?
The answer was yes, he's doing a very good job of that.
How much harder is training camp this year compared to last year and the year before, Howard?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, before all this started, I said it will be different. Everybody whined last year and complained, oh, it wasn't long enough, they weren't practicing hard enough. I told you it was going to be different. I told you it was going to be longer because that's what I was told. And I knew that's the approach that Nick Sirianni, and there were some changes made in like the coaching area of those things, and I knew it was going to be better. And yesterday they practiced for over two hours Tuesday with the joint practice. Those were the things that were going to happen, and they are. And I think that's obviously it's better than it was last year. So that's a good part of it. I really think that's a good part of it. But he's done a good job, and I look at the way he's throwing the ball, not the numbers, but the way he's throwing the ball. And Jalen Hurts has he's really done a good job. Now, it's got to translate into the real games, and
yeah. We
won't know that until, what's it, September? Is that Friday, September 5th or September 6th?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, when they play in Brazil. That's when we have, they're playing a good team right off the bat. So we will get a really good indication.
The Packers
and we're not going to get that indication until that game. No, he's not going to. I would be shocked, not surprised. I'm going to go a step higher. Shocked if Jalen Hurts plays tonight.
Because what a bummer.
You knew that.
I didn't know that.
They didn't play last year. I mean, it's just...
Well, this year's different. You said it yourself. Yeah. This camp is harder. This camp is longer. This camp is challenging the players more.
That does increase the probability.
Well, yeah, but they had a joint practice this week. Let's say they had the joint, and they wouldn't have it the first week, and they're not going to have it the third week because there's only... So,
do you know this for a fact, Howard?
No, I do not. This is just the sense I get from talking to a few of the coaches.
Howard, let me give you five people.
I hope you're wrong.
Howard, give me.
Well, here's what he would tell you. A starting quarterback, and I think J.J. McCarthy was probably.
Yep.
Well, he wouldn't have been a starter, but he had some really good. He had a good chance, depending on what the other. I mean.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who would you start? He or Darnold? I mean, come on.
Darnold's good.
Yeah, Darnold.
Darnold stinks, John.
He's going to be good there.
Yeah. Oh, for the love. And Ben, and this guy told me earlier, it's outrageous when I tell him about football.
You got to put him in his place.
Darnold is going to be good. That offense and those players around him.
God.
Well, they're going to be all right. Their starting quarterback got hurt. So if you need an example, you say, we just had one go down. So you don't want to have that happen in the game. Because if he played, and again, I would be shocked if he does, he only played two series. So you're going to risk it. What are you going to get out of two series other than for us?
A dress rehearsal.
Well, it's more, more entertaining.
You'll get a dress rehearsal.
We know that. All right, Howard.
You'll get certainty.
Howard, aside from anything related to quarterback, what has surprised you, good or bad, stood out to you the most with training camp this year and individual players?
I didn't know Isaiah Rogers, I think, is going to start at the corner. Now, is that it's a surprise because I didn't know what kind of player he was. I mean, how many times do we watch him? And he didn't play last year.
Yep.
Because he was suspended. So he hadn't played for 2 years. What surprised me is how quick he is. My gosh, he's fast and he's quick and he's instinctive.
That's amazing.
And I think he's going to run back kickoffs, too. I think he's going to do both. I think he's going to start at corner and he's going to run back kickoffs.
What a job by Howie.
Cooper Dejean, I think, is going to run back punts when he's healthy. But I haven't seen him because he got hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw him last night, but he's not going to play. He's not going to play tonight. I think Saturday he'll probably be a full go in practice. But the thing is, Isaiah Rogers, I look at the other players and you say, all right, Devin White at one time was a good player, and he had a down year last year. But he was at one time a pretty good player. So I don't know.
He's still a really good player. He's 26.
Right. Yeah, right. I wouldn't say that is a surprise. Kelly Ringo has done a nice job, but he kind of had flashes last year. We saw what he could do, so I don't know if I'd be surprised with that. That to me is the real competition. I think that corner spot, is it Ringo or is it Isaiah Rogers? And I still think, and I've been saying this for a while, I think it's going to be Rogers. But Ringo's pretty good, and I want to see, but we haven't seen much of him because he's been hurt, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yep.
Because the guy's nuts, but he's nuts in a good way when he's on defense.
That's right. All right, Howard, wonderful stuff, my man.
Those are the kind of things.
Enjoy the game. I know you'll be on the call, Marilyn, Mike, and Howard on the call tonight. Howard, thanks so much.
All right, see you later.
All right, there he is, Howard Eskin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.